Imagine booking one ticket that gets you around the world, across five continents and dozens of airlines, with zero friction. That didn't happen by accident. It is the Star Alliance Partnership. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you only have 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. In 1997, five ambitious airlines, United, Lufthansa, Air Canada, SAS, and Thai Airways, chose not to merge, but to collaborate. Together, they formed Star Alliance, the world's first global airline network. This partnership transformed how we travel internationally and how airline businesses scale without violating cross-border ownership laws. And the leadership lesson? You don't need to own everything to deliver global value. You just need the right partners. Here are the key lessons we'll cover today. How to partner your way into new markets, especially when expansion seems off limits. How to drive operational efficiency and customer delight without merging your company. And how to align under a unified experience without losing your brand identity. If you're in sales and marketing, here's a challenge. Imagine your company trying to operate in 195 countries. Now imagine doing it without buying another business, without expanding your footprint, and without diluting your brand. That sounds impossible, until you realize that that's exactly what the Star Alliance pulled off. Let's explore how they did it and what you can borrow for your next big partnership move. Now let's go back in time. On May 14, 1997, United Airlines, Lufthansa, Air Canada, SAS, and Thai Airways announced something radical, a global airline network called Star Alliance. The goal? To fly passengers to every major city on Earth without each airline having to be everywhere. It was the first of its kind, and the blueprint was bold. Rather than merging, which would have triggered regulatory nightmares, they chose to integrate their operations, market as one, and win together. Today, Star Alliance includes 25 member airlines, operates over 19,000 flights daily to 1,300 plus airports across 195 countries. Let's dive into the core of what these three lessons are from Star Alliance. Number one, collaborate to expand reach even when expansion feels impossible. In the 1990s, airlines faced strict national laws that blocked international mergers. For most, this was a dead end. But for the founding members of Star Alliance, it was the door they needed. Instead of trying to buy each other out or force a workaround, they chose to align their networks and act as one, without becoming one. The decision gave them instant access to new geographies and new customer bases they couldn't reach alone. And here's what this means for you. When you feel boxed in by regulatory, budgetary, or capacity constraints, partnership is your key lever. Who already owns access to the market you want? Who has infrastructure you can plug into without having to build your own? Stop asking, can we do this ourselves? And start asking, who can we do it with? The second lesson is to achieve operational synergies without full mergers. Star Alliance didn't just share routes. They co-located airport gates, integrated loyalty programs, and synchronized flight schedules. This wasn't surface level. It was deep operational collaboration. Let's translate that. Too often, partnerships stay stuck at the awareness stage. You co-host a webinar, maybe swap logos on a slide deck, but real value comes when you connect systems, processes, and customer touchpoints. Could you align your CRM workflows with a partner's sales motion? Could customer support be shared or escalated across both brands? Could your onboarding emails work together? The deeper the integration, the deeper the shared upside, and the stickier the customer becomes. That's what Star Alliance proved. The third lesson is to balance unity and individuality to strengthen the whole. Here's a subtle genius move. Star Alliance built a powerful global brand without erasing the individual airlines that made it up. United still looked and felt like United. Lufthansa still looked like Lufthansa. But together, they guaranteed a consistent experience, lounge access, frequent flyer benefits, and seamless transfers that customers came to trust. Your takeaway? You don't need to become identical to be unified. Great partnerships preserve brand uniqueness while aligning what matters most, value delivery and customer trust. So as you structure your next partnership, ask two questions. What parts of our brand must remain distinct? And what parts should be standardized to build confidence and consistency for our customer? When you find that balance, you unlock the full potential of collaboration. So why did this partnership make sense in the first place? This model allowed them to achieve what no single airline could achieve on its own: global reach, shared resources, and consistent brand experience. They sidestepped international ownership restrictions and turned a fragmented customer journey into a seamless one, all through partnership. Star Alliance set the tone for the entire industry. It captured 17% of the global airline market share. It pushed nearly every other airline into an alliance. In 1999, Oneworld launched, and in 2000, SkyTeam launched. They didn't just lead, they forced the market to evolve. But this kind of integration isn't easy. Competing interests among members, varied service cultures, misaligned KPIs. They solved this by creating a joint management team to keep alignment across the alliance and by prioritizing the customer experience above all else. Governance mattered, culture mattered, execution mattered. So, what can you take away from the Star Alliance story? The Star Alliance isn't just a case study in aviation. It's a lesson in visionary collaboration. When expansion seems out of reach, partnerships unlock it. When cost pressures mount, shared infrastructure relieves it. And when customers demand more than one company can deliver, alliances scale the solution. If you're a sales and marketing leader wondering how to grow without burning out your team or budget, this is your cue. Build bold partnerships. The sky is not the limit. It's the opportunity. I hope you enjoyed today's episode about the Star Alliance. And before you go, I have a question for you. Do you worry that you're wasting time, money, and credibility on the wrong partnerships? It's exhausting to pretend everything's fine while quietly second-guessing your decisions. You see others thriving with the right connections, and you're stuck wondering if you're missing out on opportunities to elevate your business and reputation and the results you're looking for. Well, that stops today. I've created a free partner scorecard to instantly assess if a potential partner is an ideal fit for your organization. This tool and the Tesla case study that comes with it will give you clarity, confidence, and the edge you've been looking for to secure partnerships that not only work, but help you to finally grow your business. You'll find the link to the partner scorecard in the show notes. And thanks again for being here. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.